And let me start off with two congratulations. Congratulations, Grandpa. How long ago was that baby born?
Early June.
So still pretty new.
Yes, 3 months.
And you getting quality time with granddaughter?
We're really fortunate with where our daughter lives and where we live. Yeah. So we kind of gleam the cube on that. So we get to see her a lot, which is pretty awesome.
Well, congrats. I got to meet her for the first time this summer, and she's a doll. And then congratulations also. I know you don't want to talk about it, Mr. Humble. I get it. But athletic director of the year. I was really happy to see that. That's well deserved. I know you're going to want to brush over this.
Yeah, just real fortunate that I get to work with a lot of really good people. I think that's what the award is a reflection of. Cindy Solar and Jason Nelson put in a lot of time. And the coaches at Mount Marty in the community, just real fortunate. Like I said, a lot of awesome people in my life that we all work together. So pretty neat.
I knew that you were going to mention them right away and agree on that. But also, I see you in action all the time and the way you operate and how you do things. And that's just a well-deserved honor. So sincere congrats.
I appreciate that.
And then Mount Marty also got some nice honors as well, just the university itself.
Yeah. A lot of good things going on in regards to Mount Marty and just appreciative of how hard everyone works up there.
Well, I have been noticing around town some athletes. So they're here. They've checked in. They're practicing.
Move-in day was Monday for our fall sports. Now, not all fall sports are here just because of the NAIA start dates. We do have some regulations we have to work around. But football, our soccer, and our volleyball showed up. So when you put that all together, you know, approximately about 225 athletes showed up here just a few days ago.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, that is a lot of kids.
Parents, too, I'm sure, helping move in.
Yeah, it gets to be a pretty busy day. And, you know, Mount Marty right now, one thing that's unique is the diversity. So not only do we have the local and regional, we have the national, and we have the international. So kids from all over.
Nice thing about football players is they don't need a lot of help moving in, do they?
No. No, they usually are the ones that we're hoping help others move in just because of the muscle.
Let me see if I can name all the fall sports. Football and volleyball are the easy ones to start with. You got cross country, soccer, and golf. But what about like some of those other sports, archery and cheer and the shotgun sports and tennis? Are those any fall activity there?
Yeah, archery's schedule. There's some consistency in it, but there's also some changes in it. So archery actually has two fall competitions that they'll be involved with in September here at the NFAA, which is nice, you know, having that connection and what that does for their schedule. So that they will get going in the fall. Tennis will have a few matches in the fall. Predominantly, when you look at tennis and archery, the main chunk of their seasons happen in the spring semester. So that's, it does get busy. Fall tends to be our busiest season in terms of just the amount of teams going, the amount of competitions that we have. Winter's a little bit light, and then spring can get pretty heavy too.
Some people might be surprised, Andy, of how much of a commitment it is to be a college athlete. Really, at any level, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. There's a fine line where you're not doing enough, and there's a fine line that you're doing too much. But in terms of the academic part of it, we want our kids to be extremely involved in that, and We want to graduate them, so we want them to do a good job in the classroom. And then the community service component, we want our kids involved in that. And then obviously you have the sport and then the training for the sport. So it gets to be pretty busy and pretty full days.
Let's talk football first. Things really change from year to year. The faces, the names. When do we start? How many home games? And what do you want to say about the gridiron?
Well, they start August 21st. They're up at Dakota State for a scrimmage. And then August 30th, towards the end of the month, they head to Clark. It's in Dubuque, Iowa. That's their non-conference game. So we used to play Culver Stockton. We had a two-year contract with them, and now we're starting on our first of a two-year contract with Clark. And then they get into it. They have five home games this year. First home game is September 13th, in which Northwestern comes to town. And then our home slate is pretty fun this year. On the 20th, we have the Catholic Cup versus Briarcliff. September 20th, we have the Catholic Cup versus Briarcliff. On October 25th is homecoming. That's versus Hastings. And then the following week on November 1st is our Dakota Westland and the Dakota Railroad rivalry game.
Yeah, looking forward to these home games. I like what we have going on over at Crane-Youngworth. And hope for good weather, of course, and should be fun. Coach Micheletti is still in charge and loving it, I guess.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. You know, being a baseball guy, I like to look at the analytics on things. Those numbers can tell you a lot of things. And he's orchestrated some really neat things where we're ahead of schedule. You know, last year we had 36 kids walk on senior day. You know, it was year four, so you're going to see that. But then normally what you're going to see, then when you get in that situation, the first go around where you have that big class, is you're going to have a drop in numbers next year. And actually the roster to start this fall is a little bit bigger. It's our biggest roster that we've had. So he's doing a really good job, him and his crew.
And I'm super excited about volleyball. My niece is a junior now, and I love what's going on there at Semple Arena. And are they throwing them up over the net yet?
Yeah, they're in the arena. You know, we had to have a redo on the floor. We put in a new floor last fall, and we had to have a warranty turn in for them to come in and redo some stuff. So they essentially got done cleaning it on Sunday, and we're back on it Monday, and it looks exactly the same. We kept the same look. But I know that was stressful for Coach. She's been really patient. But this group, I'm really excited about. I feel like volleyball has taken some great strides forward, and the numbers are strong, the ability level strong. And, you know, one thing, they start here in a couple weeks. August 21st is their first date, and they actually go to Milwaukee, and they play Mount Mary University. So the Battle of the Mounts there, small private Catholic school in the Milwaukee area. So they're in a tournament up there, which is really unique. I actually got to meet their athletic administrative staff last year at the NAIA National Convention. And they're just kind of funny with us having football, how many inquiries they had about football with people mistaking them for Mount Marty. So, but yeah, kind of a neat deal that we get to go up there and play them.
I know we got to keep you on track for your next meeting here, but let me wrap it up with soccer. You were saying you're excited, especially for the women's soccer team this year?
Yeah, you know, both of them I'm really excited about. We have two new head coaches there. The women's coach is Joe Chicks. The men's coach is Sheldon Spellman. They both actually just recently got to town, but Joe Chicks has got, the women's coach has got a really nice background in terms of coaching and what he's been able to do at the junior college level. And he brought in a substantial size recruiting class. Those girls have played at a very high level. So excited. But I think we're on a really good pathway there. I think one more recruiting class, you're going to see some really exceptional things. But I think you will see a little bit of a difference this year from what we've seen in past years. And just understand, like, last year was our best year in school history. So really excited for this upcoming year.
Well, whether it's Semple Arena, Crane Youngworth, or Box Run Golf Course for cross country, look forward to seeing you and look forward to the action. I'm ready to go.
Well, we appreciate all you do for us. You make a great voice for us, and then appreciative of KYNT and all they do.
And you make a great face for us. So thank you, Coach Bernardo, Athletic Director Bernardo. Have a great day.
You too.